Kevin, you brought up this story about the federal government genetically engineering, they're modifying mosquitoes in the Florida Keys to suppress the native mosquitoes.
Yeah, the native mosquitoes, the females of the species bite and spread disease like Zika and things like that. So they're trying to breed that out of them. But I had a question because it said that the female larvae would die as a result of this breeding program with genetically modified mosquitoes. And that would mean no females in the future would mean no mosquitoes. So that opens up a big problem, I think. So let's ask an expert, shall we?
Yes, Dr. Chad Gore is an entomologist with Ehrlich Pest Control. We've tortured him over the years for many reasons. You name it, stink bugs, ticks, and now it's genetically engineered mosquitoes. Chad, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
So what's your thoughts on this process? I'm a little concerned. I actually agree with Kevin. It's a little concerning when the federal government starts engineering mosquitoes.
Yeah, I'm not terribly concerned about it. Just for clarification, it's not actually the government that's doing it. It's a company called Oxitec, and they've been in the game of sterile insect techniques for quite a number of years. And this just kind of seems to be their most recent iteration. Now, the federal government's participation in this is that they have given provisional permits to allow this to happen. So this was originally started under the FDA, and then the FDA transferred governance of it over to the EPA. And since then, it's been managed by the EPA.
Okay, and here's the paragraph that's shocked me a little bit. Oxitec's modified mosquitoes, all male, have been engineered to carry a lethal gene. When the modified pests mate with a wild female mosquito, the lethal gene gets passed on to their offspring. It does not affect the male's survival. It prevents female offspring from building essential protein and thus causes them to die before reaching maturity. If any species does not reach maturity, and they do not have a female of the species, they cannot mate and move along in generations. So what happens? Do we breed out mosquitoes? Are they gone? And what will take their place?
Well, it's most likely not going to cause the extinction of the yellow fever mosquito. So just to be clear, this is targeting a very specific mosquito called the yellow fever mosquito, Aedes aegypti. And that mosquito is responsible for a lot of diseases. You mentioned Zika and things like that. But recently we also had chikungunya pop up in the south of the U.S. But it's also responsible for other things like dengue and, of course, yellow fever, which is its namesake. So it's a self-limiting gene that is inserted into basically the DNA. So you have this gene that's inserted into the mosquito. It's passed on to the offspring, and it does cause the females to die off. From my understanding, this particular gene, when it's expressed in the females, it requires a particular antibiotic that is not found in nature in order to overcome it and to survive. But this isn't expressed in the males, or it doesn't have that same effect in the males. And then also the other piece of this, too, is that while the females die out, the males that will live can pass on that gene to their next offspring. So, you would think that it's going to persist forever and ever and ever. But most likely what's going to happen is it's going to basically be diluted out of the gene pool. And then you may eventually have to do another reintroduction of these genetically modified mosquitoes. So I don't think you're ever going to get the complete eradication of Aedes aegypti, make them an extinct species. But I think it'll certainly help. And this isn't the first time that the sterile insect technique has been used. I mean, it's a process that goes back really decades. I mean, popular or widely known cases of sterile insect technique is the screw worm eradication in North America and Central America. So, this has been done for a while. It's just that the technique of making these sterile insects has changed a little bit.
We're with entomologist Dr. Chad Gore. So what about just your run-of-the-mill mosquitoes? How do you keep them away from your porch and hanging out near your house?
Yeah, so in Pennsylvania, we have about 60 different mosquito species. Some of them bite during the day. Some of them bite at night and at dusk and at various different times, and can transmit, a number of different kinds of diseases. You know, we're probably all familiar with West Nile because that went through here quite a bit, quite a few years ago. But so to keep them away from your house, you really want to target the vegetation that's surrounding your house, because that's where the female mosquitoes will come when they are looking to take a blood meal. So you being the blood meal, they'll come there, rest there before taking flight and going to the blood meal. They'll take their blood meal from the person. Then they'll go back to the vegetation, generally on the underside of the vegetation where it's cooler. It's a more humid microclimate. And they'll kind of rest there for a period, and then they'll take off, and then they'll find a place, a container or other water source in order to lay their eggs. So you want to, with insecticides, you can target those resting places. But the homeowners around our homes really should be targeting the larval sources. So containers that are that are holding water can be a breeding source for mosquitoes. So your flower pots that have pooled up water, or kids' toys, or even the gutters that might have water just sitting in it for days on end.
Are you saying that Kevin should get rid of all those tires that he has in the back of his house?
Put a guppy
in
them.
Those are the worst. You got to get rid of those.
Get rid of the tires, Kevin.
All right.
Hey, getting back to the aptly named modified screw worm that bred itself out of existence, what stepped in its place?
So the screw worm was a problem before, like cattle and goats and pigs and, you know, all these domesticated animals that we use for food and other resources. So they have there wasn't necessarily something that stepped in its place, because they still all got their own pests and parasites and things like that. So nothing really stepped in its place. They just had other things that they still had to deal with.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was just worried that there would be a vacuum and some other pest would procreate.
Well, there's always a bunch of ticks around. Whatever it is, Dr. Chad Gore knows all. Entomologist with Ehrlich Pest Control. Always appreciate your time, Chad.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
And before you go, what do you put on your skin to ward off mosquito bites?
Yeah, I'm a believer in DEET. That's a long tested, tried and true product. So really any repellent that contains DEET is a good repellent. Of course, DEET is highly volatile, so you have to reapply it to your skin in order to continue having that protection.
All right, good info. Thanks again, Chad.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.